Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Start that again. So good morning, Jojo. Did you know that this podcast now goes out on a Thursday? That's a change from a Wednesday, because they're not the same day.
No, they're not the same day, and that's why we're in here.
They're a different day, and apparently on a Monday...
Mm-hmm. What happens on a Monday?
Well, you get one of our many lauded, celebrated celebrity interviews.
Oh, and we have quite a few of those.
Oh, we absolutely do.
Haven't we, actually? We've had some fascinating guests on, of which the listeners will be much admiring of our clout.
I would think so. And a range of language.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A range of language. And I wanted to discuss that with you today because...
Are you making this sound like an interview? I wanted you to discuss it with
I
you
did.
Today.
I wanted you to iron your blouse as well, so I don't think...
Well, I've put my coat on over my blouse not to upset you.
Well, we're trying not to upset Greta by turning on the heating, but no... I wanted to talk about language,
mm-hmm.
and you've just used bloody there.
Sorry.
Which I repeated. No, but I don't have a problem with it. But recently, it had come to light that someone had, shall we say, adjudicated my intersection or offering. And clearly...
You swallowed a dictionary.
Really? Swallowed something.
Let's not.
Some prep, two aspirin.
and
a multivitamin. Mm. Apparently, June Brown, the actress who recently passed, she used to take a vitamin C every time she had a cigarette to undo the damage. But anyway,
really?
Going back to the point that I want to try
95.
And make, because you have four children.
I do.
And I would imagine that you've brought up your children to act accordingly and appropriately to any situation that they're in. So they would maybe act differently in a social situation than they would in a work situation.
Yes. In fact, I remember having a conversation because I'd heard, because we live in a small village, so you always, you know, the lollipop lady will dob them in, you know, the teachers and all the rest of it. And I'd found out my son had been swearing at a bus stop. And I know.
Oh.
He was being big and clever at the age 12.
Yes.
And news had come back to me through the grapevine.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have that conversation with him going, do you know what I mean? With your pals and all that kind of stuff, fine. But if there's people around that you don't know, especially, do you know what I mean? You know, I don't know why we say elderly, because, you know, elderly swear as much as the next person. But it was just about saying, look, in certain situations, just
don't
watch your language. Do you know what I mean? Be respectful of other people.
Mm-hmm.
The other people who are overhearing your conversation, that never asked to overhear your conversation, don't make it uncomfortable for them.
It's funny because I have an incident with a lollipop man. Why wouldn't I? So stereotypical. Who lived up the road from us, and his daughter was a life model at Duncan St. Jordan of Art. Duncan St. Jordanston? The Art College in Dundee.
I thought Duncanson was a deaf college.
But
that's Donaldson's.
Right, okay.
Which is now Carla Holmes.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, very expensive. Mm. I've got friends that live in there. What was I going to say to you was, so
about
recently,
language.
Yeah, going back to language, that I had done a performance in which I think I'd maybe done a couple of soft swears. I'd referred to a couple of homos as homos because they were homos, and because I knew them as homos and they knew me as a homo, there wasn't really a problem. And it was funny because it came back to me, there was a bit of adjudication with Bruce's language, and I thought, A, I haven't said anything that bad. B, why don't you think I wouldn't know to cut my cloth accordingly where I was? And I don't understand, we were talking about it in the car, about this pigeonholing that suddenly I'm some foul-mouthed curmudgeon, or which isn't always the case.
No, because you very often do award ceremonies and lunches where you're not allowed.
Children's comedy.
Kids' comedy.
The Kay Adams Show, which I'm brilliant at.
But that is that thing, actually. But people are always quite surprised when they find out that you do kids' comedy. They're just like, oh my God, Bruce does kids' comedy. Because I think, yes, you probably are pigeonholed into this kind of foul-mouthed kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Person.
but I think as well, it's that same way that people always think I'm really brutal or rude on stage, and I don't think I am particularly. But it depends which environment you are, and I think being able to adapt, and people don't recognise that reading the room situation, where you can be different. It's like anything, you can be different people to different
scenarios. Well, as we are in everyday life.
Of course. You speak differently to, you know, the woman in Tesco's than you do to the man that's in the front row of a comedy club. Of course you do.
Well, unless you know something about them both.
Well, indeed.
And you want to expose them for the shysters that they are. But why do you think is that people can't take off their blindfolds? Because it really bothered, for about 48 hours, it really bothered
me. It did bother you.
It did.
I think there's a parochialism in Scotland. I think there's an air of... People just can't, they don't have an imagination, so they can't necessarily see. If they're thinking of something and they go, all right, would he be good for that? And they see you in an environment where it wouldn't necessarily suit, they can't go, oh yeah, but if we put him
we'll
in
him out of
that environment and put him into this one, it would work. There seems to be this inability to make their minds adapt to different scenarios. But the other way around as well is that then people put square pegs into round holes. If you're a really good performer in stand-up, you're not necessarily, you know...
A great interviewer.
Yeah.
Or a great investigative journalist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or any of that kind of thing. No, always used to annoy me when people, particularly I would say acts that came up from London, they'd be like, oh yeah, you'd have a great chat show. It would have to be late night. It would have to be... And you're like, why would it have to be late night?
Yeah.
Why can't I get Lorraine Kelly's job, which is what I really want? Just so, well, because as you know, like if I'm going out drinking, I like to start about lunchtime and I like to be home by 6, I like to be in my bed by 7.
Daytime drinking is the future.
Oh, absolutely. And with Lorraine's show, because I would still call it Lorraine, but with Bruce Devlin, because I don't want to interfere with the brand, she's done by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I could be in Harvey Nichols, ruining a credit card, shouting, get me something expensive for lunch.
Preferably somebody else's credit cards, you would think.
Well, probably Lorraine's.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, expense accounts. Do they still do expense accounts? That used to be a massive thing in the BBC. Expense accounts for this, that and the next thing. And journalists, Fleet Street used to have expense accounts. I'd love that life.
Oh.
But I think they all have to kind
of... I don't even think you get luncheon vouchers these days.
Well, I know. I've done a couple of things at the Beeb, Clang.
And oh, wow.
I know. Hello.
Goodness.
I know.
The Beeb, is that funded by taxpayers' money or is that something else?
Unlike Channel 4.
Oh.
I know. Well, that's a bit of a hoo-ha, isn't it?
Well, it's a bit of a hoo-ha. And I suppose the thing, I think the big issue with Nadine Dorris is, who's supplying her the night and day nurse? Because you're not telling me that she isn't chemically enhanced. I'm not saying that... it's the way that she lunges like the town drunk. Do you remember on Dancing with Ice all those years ago and Karen Hedger, she got up and was screaming out, who was that hair
Jason.
Transplant? Jason. Jason. Oh, I could never understand. Oh, I hated it. And she went, wah! And Nadine Dorris, she's always falling about in the parliament going, what? No. What? And it's like, oh, hen,
I know,
here's your thimble. Come and have a lick.
Do you remember that thing with Jason and Karen? I do remember thinking, oh, I like a bit of a rammy on light on telly. And now all that seems to be getting kind of diluted and avoided and nobody has these upfront and personal in-the-face conversations.
If you think about that particular incident, that was a full-blown argument with no effing and jeffing.
Yes.
So why can't that be transferred to everyone else? What is it about you, the decision-maker, that seems to think...
Let it go, let it go.
I hate that song.
Do you? Why?
Well, did I ever tell you, and I will name an Ashley Story, who's a comedy colleague of mine, she said, oh, you'd be really great for these sing-alonger things. And I went, sing-alonger, right? She went, oh, I'm doing a lot of Frozen stuff. She went, I've got you a job. And I went, all right, what's the job? And it was the Rocky Horror Picture Show in Dundee. What was the one thing I'd never seen before in my life? The Rocky Horror Picture Show. So I turn up And they went, oh, hi, so have you got your magic moments and have you got this? I went, what are you talking about? And she went, do you want to do a sound check? I went, oh, just turn the mic on, it'll be fine. And she went, no, 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 for the singing. And I went, singing? I said, well, I can't sing. She went, what? And then the guy had phoned Ashley, and then the guy from London went, what are you doing? And I went, well, I was told. I said, there was no singing. He went, but the clue was in the question, sing along. I went, oh, I just thought she was taking the mickey. But it was fine. We got away with it. No, I didn't try. I haven't sung since I was at school. But I just got these people that were all dressed up to run on and off the stage and scream. And it was fine because my feedback was, oh, you kind of got away with it in, mm-hmm. you know, a chaotic form, but we'll never use you again.
We can't be having you back.
Because I'm thinking, oh my goodness, because Ashley, I didn't know Ashley could sing. And it was like, you know, this was back in the day. It was 400 quid a thing.
What?
I know. And I thought, this is really good, but I didn't realise that you had to, you know, I was a bit like Nadine Dorris. But that's the thing.
But then
with Nadine Dorris, you don't have to look as though you know what you're doing. You just have to turn up, out your tights or Nylax or whatever she's taking.
Bless her.
Bless her not. This is a woman, by the way. This is a woman who forgot she was in full-time employment and went to the jungle on another job.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yeah. Boot.
Yeah. She was in the jungle,
yes,
wasn't she?
Yes, yes. Because remember there was all the hassle with Kezia Dugdale, another one who forgot that she had a full-time job and went for a jolly. And I love Kezia, so if you are listening, Kezia, hey girl, hey, I still use her Mary Berry frozen yogurt recipe.
Oh my God, how do you... Where does this come from?
Twitter.
I know, I'm astonished at you. Especially as we've had a conversation in the past where they don't bothering acting anybody famous on Twitter because they never answer because they don't do their own social media. And yet you've got all these famous showbiz pals from Twitter.
Yeah, but they don't speak to me publicly.
Oh,
no. And Lorraine is the biggest one. Oh, I saw your tweet. Here's a wee DM. You're like, oh, really? Why are you ashamed of me? You told me I was a fabulous lover. Left you aching with conversational pleasure. But no, nothing. Unexplored nooks and crannies.
Well, now you saying that about doing that sing-along thing then kind of negates what you're complaining about, because the idea that you could just slot into something else without so much as a buy your leave turned out to be false.
But I think singing is different from the spoken swearing. Word. Oh, honestly, Because I remember I was outside the funeral today.
That's a segue. Is that because you murdered the song?
Wait for this, right? I phoned my mum. She went, Christ almighty, what do you mean you can't sing? You won the Lang Medal at school. I said, Mum, I'm 35 now, because it was 10 years ago. And she went, just go in and sing. They'll know I've heard anyone sing until you go in and sing. Yeah. And I went, this really isn't happening. This isn't helping.
Why were you at a funeral home?
Well, because it's on the Perth Road. I was standing there.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It was funny, actually, because me and my niece were at a funeral recently that involved the funeral home. And it's funny, I see a bottle of Iron Brew across from me, and I had a bottle in the car. And my niece said, do you need the toilet? And I said, no, I'm absolutely fine. She went, do you need the toilet? And I said, wow. No, I'm absolutely fine. The next thing, like Keystone Cops, we were running around the Dundee Uni building trying to go for a bit of a wazoo. Mm. Yeah.
Have you ever peed in a bowl?
In a bottle?
Yeah.
No.
You brought up the Iron Brew bottle and then went on to telling a toilet story. But have you ever? No, if you've never been caught short in a car?
No. I remember being on a coach to Southport as a child, and my Auntie Joan smacked my hand and I screamed in her face until the bus stopped. And my mum got up from her Mills and Boone and went, Joan, get away from my bed.
Oh, I remember being taken to a Pontins, and I don't know why. By somebody punishment. Else's family, probably. And I didn't even know this family. I remember. I was, for some reason, my mum said, oh, yeah, you know, take Jojo. I'm like, all right, okay.
And then talking of bottles, do you remember those little supplements you used to get in the Sunday paper? And it was like flame retardant 90s, big slippers and all that kind of stuff. Well, they used to have a bottle for women with a feminine adapter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they do have something, because I think Sarah Millican talked about it, the Shiwi, isn't it? That you can,
I don't know. I don't watch other comedians. It's no disrespect to Sarah. I've just no interest in people that think they're funny. are you gigging this weekend?
Brutal. You don't care if I'm gigging or not.
Well, I won't be there.
No, because you don't get booked.
Well, that's the whole thing. Do you know why? Because I won't swear. No, but it was funny. Can we say hello to a guy that I know from Twitter called Trisco, who lives in Sheffield?
Trisco,
yes. Mm-hmm. A bummer, unfortunately, but we'll move on. And he was in Sheffield when you were in Sheffield recently.
Mm-hmm.
But and
yes, you invited him to come along.
And I invited him, and he wouldn't come along. So I'm hoping the next time that you're there, he will come along.
You know, absolutely.
I think he'll quite enjoy your oeuvre.
My oeuvre.
Yes.
I thought that was eggs.
No. We've been over that. Christ. Can I just say...
they've long gone as well.
I was very tolerant today. I knew what she was bringing into the car because the producer was a bit late or we were a bit early. And it was until you went, oh, all my eggs gone in the bar. And honestly, that's when I had to get in the car. I just thought, this is disgusting. Like, I'm tolerant to a point. You did really well. None of it on your face, but you don't have to speak about it. And every bite, ladies, you're like, lovely. And I'm like,
lovely.
I'm sure it was, but silence when eating. Silence when eating and no swearing. So this will be going out on a Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, can you get used to that, people?
Why a Thursday? I don't understand. Why have we shifted our days?
I think it's something to do with 0 hours contracts. And okay. A Monday is a celebrity interview.
Monday's a celebrity interview. Thursdays are chitter chat chat chit.
And I know that
chat,
this is
chit.
I know this is only
chit, chat, chat,
I know
chit.
This is only April.
Uh-huh.
But the Fringe. I mean, that's coming up. That is going to be a bumper package of fun.
Fabulous. We're going to be doing our 12:30 show every day.
Yeah,
it's Just the Tonic. I can't remember the name of the room, but hello.
Nucleus. What's the nucleus?
Oh,
is that not what's in an egg? Ooh, revolting. Oh. Right, okay.
Yeah,
okay then. Right, I'm off to find a bottle of water for the dog.
Oh, right, not to piss in.
No, and please don't swear. You're pigeonholing yourself. Ruin the chemistry. Night-night.
Bye.
Doodles.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.